Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, long time, more than 20-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Look Up America. That's his new book. And he is a financial expert. He has spent his whole life dealing with the financial industry and helping people understand about that and with their planning. And Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the national debt and the impact on it. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that, and I mean, I don't wake up in the middle of the night, you know, cold sweat worrying about it, but I am concerned that the United States of America and corporate America we've leveraged ourselves up here. See, you realize that small businesses deleveraged. For the last 12 years, small businesses have been deleveraging. There's no time in the history of America, maybe in the last 100 years, that small business balance sheets have been cleaner, clean as a house tooth almost, in terms of debt. We've never been as deleveraged as we are right now. And it's the opposite in corporate America. It's the opposite in our government. And we are living at a time when interest rates are low, very low. And so we're not paying a lot on our national debt. We apparently can afford it to some degree. But Gary, what's going to happen when interest rates double where they are now, which wouldn't take much, and they'd still be only at 3%? I mean, 6%.
Let me go back a minute, Jim. A little more perspective. For the last 20 years, the Office of Management and Budget in the White House has estimated that America's assets, most recent one, and that was by W when he left office for Obama. Our assets were $125 trillion. They subtracted the $7 trillion we owe foreigners, and we had $118 trillion net after all debts were paid off. Mm-hmm. 2012, a businessman named Donald Trump produced a video, which I have in my hand, that he estimated America's assets, wealth, in other words, after all debts were paid off,
net
was $280 trillion.
America's net worth, $280.
Now, we know, of course, the president can sometimes exaggerate those numbers, but looking on the optimistic side, but I think if you cut it in half, you'd be pretty much in line with what OMB, World Bank, and so on estimates, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's my point. I think in the coming years, you're going to see considerable deficit spending to pump up the economy, okay? What I don't want is for your listeners to behave like a lot of my clients did back in the early 90s. Jim, I literally had widows who went to seminars by this fella who came back and believed they had 2 days to get all of their money out of all their investments because the world was about to implode. I saw that over and over and over. One of the other measures we use, Jim, as you have pointed out, is the federal debt to our national income, or GDP. Mm-hmm. That is now 100%. What you need to remember is at the end of World War II, it was 128%, which is the most America's ever run up the federal debt.
Well, and other countries, Japan's like 3-to-1 debt to GDP, and I'm not sure what some of the European countries are, but I know there are others out there that are much worse than we are.
Well, not really. it depends. Let me finish that analogy. Great Britain, at the end of World War II, remember, they'd been in it a lot longer than we had. Their debt-to-income ratio was 240%. So we know a democracy has survived 240%. But Sir John Templeton used to tell me all the time that he wasn't sure at all that Great Britain was going to survive that. So somewhere in between 125 and 240 will be the limit before
I don't
we
think,
start.
I don't think America can handle. I don't think Americans are wanting to handle. Are going to want to handle those standards, those metrics, Gary, because the socialism that England had after World War II, before the conservatives took over, was pretty oppressive over there, and so they were able to deal with that kind of debt on the backs of their people. Americans aren't going to allow that. I don't think that's a good metric for America. You see my point?
Okay, that's everybody's opinion.
Is that a fair argument though? I mean, we have different expectations here in America. But back to how it affects us out here on Main Street. If the government is competing for loan dollars in this deficit spending you're talking about, that's going to drive up interest rates. And if small businesses, we're not borrowing a lot of money right now. If we ever start borrowing money again, we're going to be competing against our own government, aren't we? Isn't that going to happen?
Yes, but I've heard that for 20 years, Jim. And one thing I'm not worried about is corporate America having too much money.
Oh, boy, I am.
They don't know what.
I'm worried about the debt. They're doing whatever they can do. They're not running their companies on the economy. They're running it on financial capitalism, which you and I have agreed on before. And I'm worried about that. Quick break. Right back with Gary Moore. And he and I are going to go best two falls out of three again on this next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.